Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, September 25. Coming up, NHT on track with housing starts, youth programs to be streamlined, and Jamaica and China sign bilateral agreement. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity from our own resources. Already, 16% of our electricity generating capacity in Jamaica comes from the sun, wind, and our rivers, with more coming all the time. The more energy we produce from our own natural resources, the less we depend on imported oil. Energy Vision 2030, clean, sustainable energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. Chairman of the National Housing Trust, NHT, Ambassador Dr. Nadja Clark, says the agency is on track to meet its goal of building 5,500 housing starts by the end of the 2017-2018 financial year. Dr. Clark says over 3,000 starts have already been initiated and several more are in the pipeline.
We are well on our way. Since the start of this year, we have broken ground for over 3,000 solutions at 12 sites in Westmoreland, St. James, St. Catherine, Clarendon. And by the end of the 2017-2018 financial year, we expect to have broken ground for 5,500 housing solutions.
Dr. Clark was speaking Friday at the groundbreaking ceremony for the NHT-led Ruthven Towers housing development. He knows that the NHT's long-term goal is to deliver 15,000 housing starts by 2020, adding that the agency has, in this year, surpassed its average number of housing starts undertaken since 2012 to 2015. Ruthven Towers, located on Ruthven Avenue in Kingston, will deliver 238 strata units in two phases using six-story buildings. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has instructed the National Housing Trust, NHT, to give attention to housing in communities surrounding the Barbican Road expansion project in St. Andrew. He says with the $4.4 million US dollar road project underway in the area, the housing needs of the residents must be advanced.
Within this community, there are many persons who are contributors to the NHT, potential contributors as well, and they are making their little investments. Some of them are on irregularly settled property, and I believe it is now time with this massive development that we are putting in for the roads for us to spend the time now to improve housing.
The Prime Minister was addressing a recent town hall meeting in the Barbican Square. When completed, the widened roadway will have four lanes running from the intersection with the Russell Heights Main Road to Jacks Hill Road. Additionally, the one-way section of Barbican Road and the one-way southbound section of East King's House Road will be converted to facilitate two-way traffic. The governments of China and Jamaica have signed a framework agreement aimed at strengthening and promoting bilateral cooperation for animal entry and exit, as well as plant inspection and quarantine. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the agreement is geared towards facilitating food trade between both countries in accordance with international food safety standards and regulations.
Jamaica is now providing with a further opportunity to enter into another business arrangement with a Chinese agency that will open new opportunities for trade with China in the fisheries sector.
Minister Samuda was speaking at the MOU signing ceremony between the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries and the Ministry of General Administration of Quality Supervision, Inspection and Quarantine of the People's Republic of China in Kingston recently. Both countries have agreed to cooperate regarding the export of lobster in the first instance, followed by other aquatic products from Jamaica to China. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is taking steps to streamline the delivery of programs targeting young people. Portfolio Minister Senator Will Reid says all youth development programs are to be consolidated into a single management structure, especially those geared towards vulnerable and underserved young people. He says the programs will be overseen by an interministerial committee on youth and managed by a secretariat throughout his ministry.
The rationale, Mr. President, is to strengthen intersectoral and interministerial coordination and collaboration to maximize scope and impact of interventions. Steps have been taken to reconvene the Interministerial Committee on Youth and to strengthen the capacity of our ministry to monitor and evaluate all youth programs.
Minister Reid was speaking in the Senate Friday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.